Police. Don't Stand So Close to Me with Twinnie on the way in a moment. Jamiroquai with the Virtual Insanity. Heading towards the headlines. We'll be here at 11 o'clock. However, here's the thing tonight. You know what? It's too much gas bagging, I know, but I completely forgot to say. Tonight we see the return, first time this year, Andy Mossack is here. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? The man himself will be back with us. Roving international travel reporter, brackets, at his own expense, close brackets. Somewhere in this world, I have two clues for him as per. I have no idea where he is. I don't know the answer. This isn't like some, you know, like an in-game or anything. Like I secretly know where he is. I have no idea where he is. He doesn't tell us. These two clues, I need your help to track him down. So clue number one's coming in about 15 minutes, about a quarter hour. I'll get that on for you. And that might give it away. Sometimes they're easy, sometimes they're not. There will be another clue just after 11 o'clock. And then the man himself, about quarter past 11. So the full travel log, if we get it right. Now, here's the thing. He's been doing this for a while. We've never failed, you and I. We've never got it wrong. I don't know what happens if we do get it wrong. Maybe he doesn't do the report. Maybe he just kind of goes, right, that's it. You've had your chance. Just hangs up. So let's hopefully not find out today because he's been in some remarkable places. Last year was a golden year for him. So Andy Mossack turning up a little bit later on tonight, though. Clock. Because we've got this man on. So looking forward to this. First time this year, brand new year, and new horizons to be explored. Or are they? It's our international man of mystery. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Travel reporter. For many, many years, he turns up in all of the major broadcasters, is in lots of the newspapers. We were featured, actually. This show got featured in The Telegraph, thanks to Andy Mossack, who was doing a bit on there. It's not what you know, is it? However, unless we get these two clues right, we may not get the travel log. So here's clue number one. If you think you recognise where he is, please let me know. First time I've seen this as well, okay? This week, I am in the capital of a desert region that translates into English as Father of the Gazelle. It used to depend on its thriving pearl diving industry for income before the discovery of huge oil and gas reserves transformed it into one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Oh, yeah. One of the wealthiest countries in the world. Andy Mossack, no stranger to luxury, I think. Capital of a desert region, translates into English as Father of the Gazelle. Used to depend on pearl diving, and then they found oil and gas, and it's one of the wealthiest countries in the world. Where could he be? I mean, pearl diving, wealthy country. I'm thinking Middle East, but I might be wrong. Middle East, but I think it's Middle East coastal, one of the richest countries in the world. Unless it's like an island in the Caribbean. Oh, I don't know. I'll need the second clue, but that's not on for another 10 minutes. Where do you reckon he is? 0800 389 3333. On Twitter, it's at Dame Edith Evans. Boys, Monkey Business. I love that. It's 5 to 11. Songs for Eggs. A bit of help tracking down Andy Mossack tonight. Oh, it's a tough one. Father of the Gazelle. I'm still thinking Caribbean now. I'm thinking Caribbean. There's some incredibly rich countries around there. Some of the, you know, the islands I'm thinking. But I don't know. It's that or the Middle East. If you can help me out, I'd love it. 81333-RUSS when you drop me a text on this. Jules in Scarborough. Is Andy in Abu Dhabi? I honestly, I've no idea. I'm completely lost on this one, which is why I need your help. But that's a suggestion. Welcome to The Late Show. It's Russ, your late night friend, till 1 o'clock in the morning. I do hope you had an ace day. Just join me. Music from Crowded House on the way. Deacon Blues, City of Love, Heaven 17, Temptation. All of this before 11:30. And this man. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? We've had one clue so far tonight, which was about the Father of the Gazelle, pearl diving, and then oil. And And that made me think, well, Middle East. So I must say thank you very much to... over on the Facebook page, Rob in Fosden-on-the-Wolds. Abu Dhabi, you're agreeing with Jules in Scarborough. Andy Mossack, definitely in Abu Dhabi, said Mike in Bempton. No name on this one if your number ends in 011. Andy is in Abu Dhabi. Lot of thoughts and things going into this. No early clues for the half hour of power because Andy Mossack is here. But we do have a second clue, and this is as follows. Despite it being a desert region, it has 250 miles of coastline, plenty of winter sun, makes it popular as a UK holiday destination. It is also, by the way, where the world's first ATM was installed that is capable of dispensing solid gold bars. It's got some brass. Definitely got some brass. 250 miles of coastline, plenty of winter sun, popular destination. The world's first cash point that dispenses solid gold bars. Abu Dhabi sounds about spot on. Has that confirmed it, or am I missing something here? John in Skegness, over on Themale. Qatar? Now, you see, you throw me around, this has given me a couple of options. Tell you what, I'll wrap up the sit sound in a second, and then the man himself will be here in about 5 or 10 minutes' time. Full travel log if he is in Abu Dhabi. Probably enjoying luxuries we speak. City of Love at 20 past 11 on a Thursday night. And for the very first time this year, you and I have had to gang up on this to try and figure out where the International Man of Mystery went to. They seek him here and they seek him there. They seek him all over the place. I must say, though, Rob in Fosden-on-the-Wolds was one of the first people to suggest a place for Andy Mossack tonight. And he also sent some sit sounds that I hadn't seen for a time. So Scrambling Rose by Nat Coles, very good. Poacher Want Me by the Human League. That's what we were doing tonight for Songs for Eggs. There'll be another topic tomorrow, but we've had a couple of clues, and I think we've plumped for a place here. So let me say good evening, Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Russ.
Good evening, my friend. For the first time this year, I think we've had a chat. I think we're okay to say Happy New Year, Andy.
Do you think? Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Happy New Year, then.
Happy New Year. They can't do you for it. So we've had a couple of questions and a couple of answers, and we have plumped for Abu Dhabi.
Even straight away, the very first time, I'm stymied.
Boom, there you go.
Boom, well done. Yes, Abu Dhabi indeed.
Abu Dhabi then. So this is a place of, you see, it's true what you said in the clue. Abu Dhabi, I would see a city, a gleaming city in the middle of a desert. But coastline and access to it, having a look now, well, of course it does. I mean, this place is, it's miles of waterfront.
It is, yeah. It's extraordinary. A lot of people tend to think of Dubai as being the capital, but Abu Dhabi is the largest of the seven emirates that make up the UAE. It takes up, this is extraordinary, it takes up 87% of the total UAE area. And that really is extraordinary, isn't it? 87% is Abu Dhabi.
Wow.
And although Abu Dhabi city is it's on an island, it's quite kind of small, but the actual sort of the rest of Abu Dhabi is just this vast area of, you've got 2,000 kilometers of coastline, and then you've got the desert literally on the doorstep, you know. So it's I think they call it the largest contiguous desert in the world. Wow. Called the Empty Quarter, is literally sitting on the doorstep. So it is a rather special place, to be honest. And the Persian Gulf is absolutely beautiful, you know. You've got all this white sand, very, very nice. And first time I've been here for a while, actually. So
well, I was going to say here, Andy, you never go somewhere for no reason at all. So what has taken you? What's taken you to Abu Dhabi then?
Well, interesting. There's I don't know if you know, but the Persian Gulf, particularly Abu Dhabi's coastline, has got lots of islands, natural islands. And they've started to utilize some of these natural islands and turn them into resort areas, if you like, because the whole sort of exercise of UAE is changing away from oil, and they're trying to diversify, and tourism is really...
Hang on a second, we seem to be having one or two technical issues, so give me a few moments just to double check that this has come back. Andy appears to have gone slightly strange on his on his line, so I'll tell you what, give us a few minutes, we'll try and reconnect with the man himself, and we'll get more from Abu Dhabi with Andy Moss. So we're trying to track down Andy Moss and make sure that the line is working again, and fingers crossed we can have a listen. I think he's back there. Andy, are you back with us?
I'm back.
You're back. You disappeared. You went Dalek style, which is these things happen. Ooh. You were talking about the islands.
Yeah, they've started to redevelop these natural islands along the coastline, and particularly going towards families. They want to change away from oil and start looking at tourism. So tourism is big on the agenda now. And so particularly for families and couples. So I am on this new island called Saadiyat Island. And it's beautiful. They started to do projects here, and it's really quite a special place. And they've got 8 museums lined up to be built on here, and one of them is already open, and it's the Louvre. Can you believe that? Oh. A version of the Louvre.
The Louvre.
Yeah.
Just build a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently it cost $500 million just for the name rights. And I'm told it was also $750 million for loaning the artwork out. But the Louvre is up and running. And they want to turn this island into sort of a cultural heartbeat of the UAE. And there's going to be all kinds of things for people to do here. So it's I've been invited out and... looking around, and it's really an extraordinary place. And as you said, I'm living the life of luxury here.
Oh, well, there's a surprise.
I won't deny it.
There's an error.
I won't deny it.
I mean, I would hate for you to, you know, to, I don't know, go in a tent or something, you know, go camping in a field somewhere and just outside Wolverhampton or something. I'd hate for once for you to be doing that. So now you're experiencing luxury.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I am. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, they do a lot of bling in the UAE, but it is, to be honest, it is done with some style. You know, there's always a nod to its sort of Arabic cultural roots. So, you know, it's not like Vegas. I mean, this is all authentic bling, if you like.
I mean, do you mean there isn't really a King Arthur's castle in Las Vegas?
No, I mean, you know, or what's the other one?
A pyramid.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Yeah. You can't tell me that the ancient Egyptians didn't travel over to the Nevada desert and build one there.
Do you know something? That's a good segue, isn't it? It's
not
the
bad.
Desert.
Yeah. It's the desert. So,
very good.
So what kind of things are on offer then? Because obviously winter sun is phenomenal.
It is,
here.
Yeah.
Cultural
yeah.
offering, yeah. food, well, getting around. What's the experience like of Abu Dhabi?
It's actually really great. I mean, if you wanted to look at some of the best things to do, there's this Corniche, it's called the Walking the Corniche. It's about 8 kilometres of promenade all the way alongside the sea, restaurants, cafes, parks, kids' play areas, music. Yeah, it's a fun place to walk down. So the Corniche is something that is definitely to be done at weekends particularly, because it's all kinds of events are on then. There's the Presidential Palace, which is just an extraordinary place to walk around. Beautiful spectacle, you know, visually. It's not just the size of it, but, you know, the architecture is stunning. And they use it these days for official visits and banquets. So they've opened that literally, I think, just last year for tourism. So you can have a walk around that and just see just what goes on a special event there.
Yeah.
The Grand Mosque, the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque, is it holds 40,000 people. And it is ridiculously large, and it's apparently said to have the largest hand knitted carpet in the world. Took a year to make. That's again something to walk around. It is pretty amazing. Desert tours. You drive up and down these giant dunes. They call it sand dune bashing. And like I said, the desert is on the doorstep. So that would be a really great place to go to. It's called the Rub El Khali. It's the empty quarter and 250,000 square miles of it. And there's some of these ancient forts that are still here. You know, you can have a real sort of Lawrence of Arabia moment That's pretty cool. Stay overnight in a Bedouin tent. So that's pretty nice. And like I said, I was on I am on Saadiyya Island, and this island has been developed, and I'm on one of the two sort of tourist places now that have opened up. Rixos is one of them, and it's what you call, it's a complete departure from what they usually do here in the hospitality industry. So it's a proper all-inclusive family-friendly resort, so you can literally have everything is included. You're not sort of not one of these places that in the small print, oh sorry sir, it's only during food times that meals that it's included. This is everything included, booze the lot, all for one night, you know, all included one night per night. So I think it's a big change for people to come over here, and I think it's great actually. And the kids have their own play area here, 4 to 12 year olds. They're looked after by qualified staff. So you just come here with the family, dump the kids into their place, and then mum and dad go off and enjoy themselves. So that's something new. So
Extraordinary place.
I think they are really, you know, so you get luxury, but you get it at an affordable price. So that's
Well, there you
pretty
go.
good. That's pretty
It's nice to know that it's, you know, it's affordable luxury that you're currently experiencing, Andy,
Yeah,
as we're sat in here waiting on
affordable.
a storm to smack into the country and over the weekend. With this,
A couple. I must mention. Yeah, I must mention a couple of things that are worth talking about as well. Well, just one of these other islands, Yas Island. They've got the Formula One race circuit here, which is a pretty cool place to come if you're into motor racing. And they've got Ferrari World too, which is like this massive indoor theme park, but it's based around Ferrari. So you've got the Formula Rossa, you know, the world's first fastest roller coaster. You know, it's like God knows how fast it is. You know, it's not quite the same as living in the Maybach suite, is it, of Mercedes? But
Your Russian hotel room that was done out like the inside of a posh car, in case you've forgotten on that one. It's,
I'll
what
check it.
a
I'll
tale
check
that
out
is.
all the that's another tale, isn't it? Waterworld, I've got Warner Brothers that have just opened, Warner Brothers Studios. That's another theme park that's open, and they've got this thing called Climb as well, indoor skydiving. And
Oh,
if
is
you're
this one of
into
those air
climbing, you
things?
again, 140 feet high. It's kind of a, you know, another thing for another first. They love doing first in this part of the world. So yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty
Terrific.
cool.
Absolutely
Yeah,
terrific.
so great area, love it.
And
I really like it.
how long are you there till?
I'm coming home tomorrow. I've been here for a week ish. So yeah, the sun's been blazingly hot, and I'm loving that. A thing is I like about this part of the world, it's very clean and it's very safe. Really, really is. It's unusual, but for a bit of winter sun, you can't beat the UAE. That's my thing.
Thank you very much then,
Yeah,
Andy.
it's good. And I must say, do you know one other thing about the Corona thing? If I could just talk politically for a minute. First time I've ever been to an airport, went into, you know, any of the shops here, everybody's out of sanitizer, not a hand gel in sight,
Really?
completely sold out. Yeah.
Complete set. Well, gee me. I mean, that's one thing to consider on this. I've just got two twin towns for you, though. I've got to throw these
Oh,
at
come
you.
on.
This is twin towns of
Yeah.
Abu Dhabi. Madrid,
Cool.
big one. Houston in Texas. And I'll
Ah,
throw
well,
in Brisbane in Australia. And for a bit of fun on the end, Nicosia in Cyprus is twinned with Abu Dhabi.
Why not?
You can have that one. Andy, I'll talk to you in what, a couple of weeks, maybe?
Yeah, should be a fine, mate. Yeah, look forward
Brilliant
to it.
stuff. Safe travels on
All
the way
right.
back from Abu Dhabi, Andy Mossack. More from him in a couple of weeks. We've got the half hour of power coming next. I've never been.